when did black power become a cliche? Well, we've already identified cliches in previous recordings that it's something that is not living, something that is unable to produce fruit. It may look like a thing, but there's really no growth. So it's kind of stagnant in nature, or it's a perversion. And so whereas black power started off as something that with the force behind it, the energy, and the Stokely Carmichael, the kind of the coin master of black power, it was meant and intended to galvanize, to bring a group forward, and to synergize under kind of an umbrella. And soon thereafter, fear came from folks that didn't look like, or perhaps didn't describe to, what black power perhaps kind of ascribed to, or in the way that it was perverted to kind of sound like. And so black power became kind of a number one dilemma for folks that didn't look like black power, or the people that it was supposed to galvanize. Now let's kind of take a step back. Cliche, and I truly think that things become cliches strategically based on rhetoric, based on a philosophy of thought that says if we say a certain thing in a certain way, or if we put certain weight or certain connotations, certain ideas behind the thing, then that therefore it makes it concrete, it makes it real. I beg to differ. Empty words don't make something real. Empty words, empty media, empty marketing, television, commercial, that doesn't make anything real at all. It means that there was money thrown at it. It means that it was intended to cause one to either be persuaded to buy or to choose one thing over the other. But black power kind of got entangled. A lot of the thoughts behind empowering black people got entangled in this whole notion of a cliche. We can even talk about the church, and the power behind that became a cliche. And we'll talk about that, I'm sure, in later recordings. I do also want to make it very, very clear that in the way in which these podcasts are recorded, and I'm very deliberate to make sure that we're intentional about stating that we are recording, but it's not in succession, although it can be listened to kind of in order, but there is no real order. You can listen to number 10 and then number 1 and then number 3. But when it comes to the headings, that really does seek to define. And I do like to kind of refer back to things that we've said previously. And so to listen to in its entirety, and I'm really appreciative of kind of keeping it to right at 15 minutes. So we'll be able to continue certain thoughts. But the next, if it's a 4, then a 5, then the next time you hear a podcast, and it may be something altogether different, but then number 7 may refer back to number 4. And I think certain conversations are just like that. So it becomes kind of organic. And it's not something that, like I said earlier, that's written, that's been choreographed to try to steer one in one direction or the other. No, these are conversations that we're having for you to take them back to your kitchen table, or take them to the barber shop, or to the beauty salon, because these are thoughts that need to permeate. We are a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people who have become a byword. And because of the oppression and because of the bondage that was written about us and that happened to us, there is a coming back from and a going back from a being scattered to a being together. So certain ideologies, certain thought patterns that came as a result of a struggle became kind of a byword also, and became a cliche. And black power is one of those words that were sent to center and to focus a people quickly became something that was commercialized or something that was demonized because of fear of, again, folks that perhaps didn't quite look like Black Power. But ultimately, I'm really excited because Black Power is really alive. It's alive and well, but it's been perverted. It's been perverted. It's gone from centering a whole group of people to being individualized. So I'm going to make a case in point. When is the last time you heard Ice-T as an activist? Well, it's kind of hard to believe when you see kind of 16 different faces to one individual. And that's not an individual's fault per se, but that is the idea that goes beyond and behind that says, let's seek to pervert, let's seek to demonize or ostracize or make something of less value. And I'm making the comparison between an Ice-T and Black Power because so too has Black Power become demonized. We went from Black Power and the Black Fist to it being something that we were afraid of saying and doing ourselves. And so the parallel there, it becomes, well, how do we go from something that is meant to center and meant to bring us together to something that is really come to divide and come to conquer and to destroy? Because you have an intellectual that may say Black Power is this, but then you may have somebody from the street that may say Black Power is that. You may have someone that is poor that may say, hey, I came up, I got a whole lot of money. Or you may have someone that stays poor, but yet is in the struggle and yet seeks to put out a thought that says I can't be bought. So Black Power, I started with the question, when did Black Power become a cliche? It became a cliche, perhaps I can't name and pinpoint an exact time, but I can point to the pattern that says, let's pervert this thing. Whenever now Black people are come together, there's an instant thought, sometimes even within ourselves, that says, well, fear. There may be some violence. There may be a fight. But whenever my family came together, we never fought. We prayed. We sang. Somebody may have caught feelings because somebody said somebody's dress was too short. But then they went home and they did what they did. And then they came back to the next family function and laughed just the same. But we have got to learn and we've got to really take a hold of our own rhetoric, of our own words, and circulate them within our own selves, kind of like an economy. That says, this is how we think about ourselves. This is what we do for ourselves. And Black Power has got to come back to that. When I think about the origins of Black Power with someone like a budding late teenager, early 20s, Stokely Carmichael, that would say without hesitation, without an apology, this is what we stand for us, not against anyone, but simply for us. And that means that we could feed ourselves, that we could fend for ourselves. It means that we could defend ourselves. And to those, again, that didn't look like us, that became a threat. And no sooner than seeing Black folks come together, then it became, every time Black folks come together, there's got to be a shooting. And so that became what was on the news and perhaps even perpetuated. by certain others that would come into our gatherings in order just to incite a riot, to incite chaos. And these are things that we, it has happened upon us. I can't say that we've allowed it to happen because it has crept in unawares. And that's something that we have got to, as a people, we've got to say, wait a minute, hold on, let's take this back. Let's kill that as a cliche, but let's take it back and let's own it to say Black power must mean more than an individual making a whole lot of money and taking care of the individual's family and saying, well, I as an individual have attained a certain height and a certain stature and a certain level economically to where I can buy a thing or I can become a consumer thing. But I've never really created a thing or I've never really put people to work. And so we've got to find these lines and draw them in the sand for ourselves. And I think Black power is a, and I'm going to keep on talking about Black power as we go, because it's a question that has to continue to persist. It has to continue to be hammered because there is a force within the saying of Black power that says economically, we together make our own decisions. We together build our own cities. We together build our own economic standards for ourselves. We together, yes, we have the clothing, but we also have the thought. We have the intellectual property. We have the technology. We have, again, the defense mechanism that can say us for ourselves. And if we're looked upon as a threat, I'm not apologizing for being a threat to you because of your perception. Black power to be continued over and over and over again.